Episode 1695, The Audience of One.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a glorious weekend. It's an extended weekend for a lot of us, so enjoy that time with family and friends. Be safe for those who are in the pathway of Hurricane Dorian. We are praying for you. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection, the audience of one. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, how much of your life are you playing to get someone's attention? If only you could rest knowing the audience of one is the only way to live your every day. Pressure seems to be the breath of life. It's a suit of armor that we bury our heart and soul into in order to get ahead, to aim higher, and to extend our reach. Many of us live with asthma-like attacks, keeping up with a schedule that has no margin for rest or even to make a swift switch in our schedule. The grindstone of busyness continues to shackle our escape for joy, freedom, and rest. We remain entangled with how the world expects us to live, how we are to act. But how much of that life serves you? How much of that life brings you joy? Habits are good until it creates barriers between the heart and soul. It's a tug of war of sin and perfection, the earthly desires to fill wants and needs of the flesh. Who are you living your life for? Are you trying to impress those around you? Are you trying to live up to expectations to be accepted? Are you committing to stuff in your life because of how you will be seen? You are not to live, but for one, the audience of one. Living a life of expectations can cause us to fall short of what God has in store for our life. You are not defined by what the world sees. You are loved. You are called beloved. You are held by the God who created the heavens and the earth. Why would you give up so much to be recognized by all of those who fall short too? Psalm 32 reads this: Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding but must be controlled by a bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. With every breath you breathe, you have the audience of one. Whom do you want to sit by your side when you miss the mark? Whom do you want to be your greatest cheerleader when you run away? Whom do you give your heart? Whom do you surrender? What would your life look like if you followed those who trap you in doing what you think you should? Those would-haves, could-haves, and should-haves are problematic for the heart and soul. Hope is quickly lost. Don't waste your days away relying on what others recommend or say. They only hold everything against you. Let God be the audience of one. He stands by you when the going gets tougher. He forgives you when you fail and make wrong decisions and choices. He protects you when blindsided by the enemy. He holds you upright when your strength fails. This is the day that the Lord has made. Sing of the goodness of God. Go out today, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.